May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, this is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for Saturday, October 21st, 2023, and today I'll be reporting from the front lines of the global revolution in higher consciousness. So buck up, buckaroo, brace yourself for a wild ride on an unbroken war horse that keeps throwing off the white hats. If that's too much or too many mixed metaphors for you, then just hold on to your hat, because this war animal is bucking furiously. But first, a cosmic weather report. That's time of the show today. There's a lot of creative tension in the quantum field of global humanity and our astrology psychology. The sun is aligned with Mercury as we speak in the last degrees of Libra. And the moon is aligned with Pluto in Capricorn, with both of them squaring the sun and Mercury. Real dynamic, creative tension there. Also, as far as the geometry of divinity goes, Neptune and Uranus are in a finger of God position, pattern, with the focus of their energies on the sun-Mercury alignment in Libra. So this is a good time to focus on the higher mental message of balance and fairness that Libra brings to Mercurian solar brilliance. I'll give it my best shot in the show today. So heads up, folk. There is some rough riding ahead. We'll go right into the key newsletter that I've been fleshing out for the last week called Israeli War Busted, the Love Option. So here we go. I begin with a quote by that political prisoner, Julian Assange, who said quite brilliantly, "If wars can be started by lies, peace can be started by truth." Simple enough, but, you know, let's hear it for the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. So help me God, love, source of honor and truth. This is the pure intention that focuses attention with love retention for conscious ascension in dimensions of light comprehension, effective sensory perception. ESP, there's nothing extra about it when you've got it. So those who know my story are aware that for 50 years, I've been promoting a new common sense of truth from Capitol Hill to the new frontier of our net reality. That common sense is still uncommon, unfortunately, and the truth is the truth is that the most powerful special interests in the world, who profit from endless disease, war, and death, have a vested interest in divide to conquer, malintent, as would keep common sense unity uncommon. So welcome to this deep dive into a high state of truth-telling, as makes the deep state obsolete. If only enough global netizens do enough to pay it forward, pass it on, and otherwise network for the net worth of net reality with a high standard of telecom and telecare, you know, the TLC connection for our healing, blessing, and sealing with unity in our diversity. So I'm beginning with a little bit of philosophically correct orientation. This is another love sandwich, folks, you know, with lots of love at the top and bottom and strong meat in between. The first warm, fuzzy introduction orientation is called It's Harvest Time. Lots of love, the fruit of life, and all the drama we see in the world stage, see on the world stage from the plandemic to Ukraine and now Israel, is to Know them by their fruit, quote unquote. Know them by their fruit. Exposing and transcending 3D illusion, you know, the inordinate love of power, and upgrading with 5D ordained power of love. Now, I've got that power of love hyperlinked with a whole website with a couple videos on the power of love, Ho'oponopono, the Hawaiian understanding, the ancient kahunas understanding of the power of love. And at Tropical Paradise, we call Hawaii. So that's a little bit of an orientation introduction to begin filling your love tank before we go into the heavy part, which is part two, crisis debriefing. Now, those who are reading along with this content, which will be linked in the show notes or is archived on the HeartCom Network archive page. Some people like to have a multimedia show if they're listening to the podcast in the future where they can pause the narrative as I go through it and watch the videos and or articles and the copy that I have on the website with graphics and infographics and links. And you can follow along and pause at any time on the podcast and watch the videos or read the articles for your own custom multimedia show. So I'm past the introduction. If you want to read that, I might come back to that later if I have the time, you know, the understanding of what I mean by harvest time, lots of love and a little bit of orientation. But the serious stuff today, I mean, this is in this love sandwich. This is the red meat. You know, this is the strong meat in the middle of the sandwich. And I'm going to be going into this probably for most of the show because there's just serious stuff that's happened this last week. I mean, the Middle East has kind of blown up, you might say, with war and war creation, hate and hate creation, all kinds of insanity, you might say, inanity, insanity, whatever. So this is the red meat in the sandwich. So Buddhists and vegans, beware, you know. And the headline for this section is Busted, the Globalists Attempt World War III. So the byline here is that the violence in Israel, you know, mass casualties, is another false flag. It's an attempt for World War III. The globalists need a world war to drum up lockstep emergency powers that suppress the Great Awakening that is rising up against their 9/11 terror tactics, more mass casualties, their vaccine genocide, mass casualties, their Ukraine debacle, mass casualties, and systemic media mind control propaganda, promoting the big lie and censoring the whole truth, all to prevent Trump from winning in 2024. Now, that's a lot of red meat. I mean, you know, the violence in Israel, 9/11 terror tactics, vaccine genocide, Ukraine debacle, mainstream media propaganda. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on. I mean, to unpack that, it's going to take most of the show. But once you know the trick, you know, how they trick you with fear and subservience, their tricks don't work, and you know better. So don't hook, folks. I mean, you know, when I say don't hook, don't go to the dark side and get stuck there. You know, we're try to keep an objective perspective. You know, love wins in the end. You know, in the meantime, we're going to have some rough sailing because all this Piscean fear and doubt is right on the surface to be transmuted, you know, on the cusp of Aquarius. So this Aquarian age, Aquarian quantum age of enlightened love is inbound. It's in process. Some people are already there. Most people are just in the process. We've got, not just months, probably years to work through all this insanity on the global stage. But anyway, just remember, you know, that they would just as well trick us with fear and subservience and be wise to the deception. So here we go into this part. that I call globalism busted. And be, you know, a preface to this section, I'm going to give a little backstory here. Over the last 15 years that I've been publishing, you know, the Cosmic Love, my newsletter and this podcast, I've addressed the Israeli conundrum often. I mean, it keeps coming up like a festering disease in the body politic, you might say. You know, afflicting the whole health of global humanity, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. And the cause of this endless conflict is not what deceptive media says it is, nor what many clueless Christians believe religiously. I'm going to go into that. And you can I reference several times this understanding of political Zionism and read the links I provide on political Zionism to fully understand the cause of this insanity in the Middle East. This the links that I provide on political Zionism and the content. Again, this copy is in the show notes. But those who are reading along, if you haven't read this section, if you want to pause the podcast in the future and you will read this section on political Zionism, I'm going to reference it. And if I have time, I'm going to come back and go into it more, because this has got several exceptional videos, short videos that have come out over the last, this last couple weeks, one of them, last couple years, another of them, that are just brilliant. They're the best I've seen on understanding what this entire Israel situation is all about. So we're talking about the cause and core of the situation with a compilation of videos and articles that I've curated over the last decade. And from this understanding, everything we now witness happening in the Middle East makes sense. Or as said by that great soul, you know, Mahatma Gandhi, an eye for an eye makes the whole world blind. Now, the whole world of interconnected netizens, they're waking up. There's people worldwide that have been getting independent media through the internet on what's really going on, and they realize what I'm talking about today. I've taken, you know, some of the best and brightest luminaries on the internet, their videos, the articles the last week, and I've compiled them as newsletter. I've got some infographics, some cartoons, you know, to take the edge off. But I mean, this is serious. You know, this is a life existential crisis, you know, for the planet. Like I say, this has been a festering problem that is in the process of being resolved now. The whole world is waking up to what's going on. And what I'm posting here today is a good overview for those who are new to the subject or want to have the subject fleshed out with multiple perspectives that give like a 360-degree, holographic, holistic perspective on what's really going on. So, again, the world is waking up to these nefarious forces that foster hate and division. So this gets us fighting among ourselves rather than identifying and exposing those who rule over us with forked tongue, two-faced deception. And I'm talking about, you know, real snakes on the world stage right now that have a vested interest in war, not just the military-industrial complex, but some of our core institutions, social, political, and economic, that are tied to the serpent of the deception, the forked tongue, two-faced, telling us one thing, doing another, cognitive dissonance, the whole gauntlet of information psychological warfare is going on. So here's to cut through the BS, the belief system, folks. Given freedom and opportunity, people will always choose love, peace, and prosperity rather than endless hate, war, and austerity. So center and connect, you know, in that, in your heart of hearts, the source of all, you know, love, peace, and prosperity. And with that freedom and opportunity, you know, let's cut through the BS. For those who would enslave global humanity, they always create the latter, you know, hate, war, and austerity. to prevent the former, you know, love, peace, and prosperity. So that's their intent. There are forces, you know, the dark side, the deep state, whatever you want to call it. So we're going to cut through the BS today. And this is my compendium, Recent News with Truth-Telling Views. And I begin with a little cartoon there. There's a movie marquee, horror movie marathon, and a couple's walking by, and a guy saying to the lady as they walk by the horror movie marathon, they're looking at what's playing, and the guy says as they walk past, if I want horror, I'll just watch the news. The news is horrible this last week. It's depressing. It's depraved. When I say depressing, it's like a moral outrage. It is an insult to humanity, to morality. So we all know the quote from Mark Twain where he said, if you do not read the news, you are uninformed. This is a quote from Mark Twain. If you do not read the news, you are uninformed. If you read the news, you are misinformed. And mainstream media knows news. I'm going to get into that. Again, this is all linked in political Zionism. There's a whole article on how the mainstream media is owned and controlled by Zionist Jews. Believe it or not, I'm not being racist here. I'm stating a fact, and it documents. You know, the owners of the six major giant media conglomerates. It's like about 95% of the news the American people get is owned and controlled by political Zionists, Jews that are, you know, not traditional Jews, but we're talking about Zionists. There's a huge difference. That article on political Zionism explains that. It's important to understand this. One of the first articles I have here is called A Synopsis of the Israeli-Palestine Conflict. It's just a short synopsis article on the history of the conflict. Very well done, you know, short and sweet, and it's more on this understanding of political Zionism. Without that understanding, you know, the religious BS belief system of like 60 million Christians in America and how they got that way. Without that understanding, you know, a lot of this, we're just getting the mainstream media, you know, people don't know what to think, and if they believe that, then they're part of the problem rather than part of the solution. So there's a following article, a video called The Largest Concentration Camp Ever to Exist and the Truth About Gaza. It was on the Jimmy Dore Show. It's 13 minutes. It's a video you can watch. And it's, again, it gets right to the point. What is the point? Why have we have the biggest open-air concentration camp on the planet, with incredible prison conditions for 2.2 million people in Gaza, and the truth about that. So this is everything you need to know about Gaza's history in a nutshell. Professor Norman Finkelstein breaks down some of the key background that's essential to understanding what led Israel and Palestinians into this conflict. So that's a good standalone orientation. I also highly recommend the overview by Foster Gamble, the Thrive Movement, who I interviewed on this radio show. Gosh, when was that? 13 years ago? About 13 years ago? Anyway, back 2012, 2013, 10 years ago. And it's called The Real Conflict is Not Between Israel and Palestine. This is the name of the article. Foster Gamble provides an analysis of the conflict in context of the state authorities and the covert deep state. Without understanding that it's not between controlled opposition with different factions that, you know, for example, Hamas, I'm going to go on and explain in the show today, two articles that explain how Hamas, you know, the enemy, was created by Israel. It's controlled opposition. That's how they could pull off a false flag. More on that later. But this understanding is explained well by Foster Gamble, who is an extraordinary truth teller, who's done extraordinary work with the Thrive Movement, with millions of people worldwide. What is it? 60 million people have seen the Thrive movie worldwide. If you haven't seen that, You can just Google Thrive Movement, Foster Gamble, and watch the videos for free. It's a couple-hour video, but it's brilliant for the big picture of where we are going down the line. Now, we're in a war, on a war footing now. There's a lot of intense energy out there, and people's paradigms have narrowed left and right. I'm calling for an open mind now, and watch these videos and articles that I provide, and take the time to watch them. Turn off the boob tube for a week, other than if you're on a computer. Watching these videos that are embedded here for like this following one called The Mystery of Israel Solved. Now, this is by Stop World Control. This was just published on the October 16th. You know, the hard truth about the Israeli situation, what big media will not say. The mystery of Israel. What's the, you know, the solved. You know, solving the mystery solved. This is the most shocking reality report as of October 17th. We're talking about massive, massive shock and awe in Israel. This video is not that long. It's relatively short, but it's brilliant if you can watch that. And again, this is what big media will not say, and this leads into the next article, which is also archived at the article, the website I have on political Zionism, that compendium. And this is called Why 60 million U.S. Christian Zionists and Zionists in both political parties, why they support the Zionist state of Israel. This is really critical understanding. Again, it's kind of the core of the BS of political Zionism, you know, belief system, what the Zionist belief system is, how they got, how they hijacked, you know, how political Zionism hijacked our Judeo-Christian heritage to create the oxymoron known as quote-unquote Christian Zionism. You know, the Zionist belief system, BS, that was published as the Schofield Reference Bible in 1909 and taught by Christian theologians for more than a century to convince about 60 million U.S. Christians of the Zionist BS that the political state of Israel is now God's chosen people. Again, talking about Israel being believed to be God's chosen people. Now, how that happened, the story about this, the untold story of Christian Zionism's rise to power in the United States, there's a very good article on that, and it goes into, again, if you seriously read this article, The Untold Story of Christian Zionism's Rise to Power in the United States, if you seriously read this article in good conscience, you know, pure intention, focused attention, love, retention, you will realize, you know, as in real eyes, you will see the genesis of the great deception that now challenges the great awakening and enlightenment worldwide. This is the dynamic, folks. We're on the cusp of the great enlightenment. We're in what's being called the great awakening, and people are awakening to the pits of hell, as well as, you know, the brilliant golden age before us. Like both, you can't see one without the other. If you're really awake, you're not half blind. If you're fully awake, you know, with eyes wide open, you realize that the world is going through a great awakening right now, on the cusp of a great enlightenment. The Aquarian quantum golden age, you know, I mean, with extraordinary abundance and economics of abundance, a whole new paradigm shift because of a higher consciousness. So understand the genesis of Christian Zionism with the Schofield Bible that was created in 1909 by the Zionists. And among Schofield's many annotations in this Bible are claims that have since been foundational to Christian Zionism, such as Schofield's annotation of Genesis 12, chapter 12, verse 3, saying that those who curse Israel, interpreted by Christian Zionists to mean the state of Israel since its founding in 1948, not historical Israel, but the state of Israel since 1948. those who curse Israel, you know, the state, will be cursed by God, and those that bless Israel will similarly be blessed. So many Christians now believe the big lie taught them. I mean, this is taking something from the Bible and giving the annotations that basically put the spin on it. They've spin doctored this Scofield Bible, spin doctored the King James Version with these annotations that gave the state of Israel the blessing of Christianity, and those that cursed the state of Israel gave them a curse. That's the way the Scofield Bible begins, with Genesis 12:3, you know, chapter 12, verse 3. That the political state of Israel is now God's chosen people. Well, if there are 60 million Christians in America believing that BS, that belief system, that Zionist belief system, they're captured. They've captured the, it's like you get government agencies get captured. You know, Big Pharma captures the FDA, you know, the CDC gets captured, you know, by Big Pharma. I mean, these agencies get captured by corporate interests. And we're talking about Zionist interests now for greater Israel, you know, the agenda of basically owning and controlling the physical and human resources of the planet. If you understand, folks, I mean, if you can step back with an objective mind and understand that the Christian Zionists in our government and Christian Zionist voters in America and Christian Zionism believing that Israel is God's chosen people, then we've been captured by the Zionists. And understand, I mean, step back and understand that the six major, I guess it's five giant conglomerates now that own and control like 95% of corporate mainstream media are owned by Zionists. They're Zionists. I've got a website that explains that on political Zionism. You can read the article on it. We're talking about ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, you know, and the way they own and control the mainstream media. But not only the mainstream media, we're talking about the Federal Reserve banking system, which most of you know that is not federal and has no reserves. They're almost, it's almost all Zionists. They're at the head of the Fed. And we're talking about Zionists controlling the internet. Now, I'm going to be going into that, a video on that down below. I haven't got that far yet, but I'll be going into that. But this is critical to understand how many Christians, many Americans now believe the big lie taught them. And you mentioned Israel, anything, you know, Israel is God as far as a lot of Christian Zionists are concerned. It's that simple. That's about as simple as they think. And if you see anything against Israel, then you're anti-Semitic and then you're evil. You know, that's just BS. That's how Christianity has been captured. From the pulpits, how the pulpits of America have been captured. I mean, during the Revolutionary War, the war was basically won because of morality in the pulpits, and the truth that was spoken back at that time, pretty much at the pub or the bars. You know, I mean, that was the meeting places. But now, you know, the internet is largely being captured. Also, that I'll be going into. So there's a quote that really kind of speaks the truth of this, is by Johann Goethe. He says, quote, "The truth has been kept from the depths of their minds by masters who rule them with lies. They feed them on falsehoods till wrong looks right, like right in their eyes. Till wrong looks like right in their eyes. By masters who rule them with lies." I mean, geez, I mean, you know, this is a serious situation in America. You know, America's understanding of America as an acronym for the I Am Race. Not an acronym, it's an anagram for the I Am Race. If you scramble the words America, you get I Am Race, which is to say the I Am people worldwide, the race of the I Am. You know, I am and I am that I am, as Popeye said. I am and I can, I am and I will. By God's grace, done deal. Fantastic and getting better. I am. So I'm trying to bring a little humor to the subject because this is serious, folks. There's an infographic here that I've got at Political Zionism, and this infographic is also published here. It's a picture of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who is saying, I quote, "My opinion of Christian Zionists, they're scum, but don't tell them that. We need all the useful idiots we can get right now." So he knows we've been played. He says that he's bragged about how he's captured the Congress through AIPAC. You know, our billions of dollars go to Israel. I think something like $10 or $20 million a day goes to Israel. A lot of it comes back to pay off, to buy off, you might say, congressmen through AIPAC, but they will vote for Israel's interests. That's how they've captured the government, folks. I mean, this is serious. So we've been played. If you understand how spiritually we've been played, how spiritually we've been corrupted to believe the lie that Israel is God's chosen people, the state of Israel, the political state of Israel is God's chosen people, that's a lie. The political state of Israel is a Rothschild creation. I'll go into that. There's videos I have that explain that far better than I can just by saying so. But anyway, this situation, a lot of people are honestly mistaken about it. A lot of Christians are honestly mistaken. They don't want to believe they're wrong. But when you are honestly mistaken and hear the truth, you will either cease being mistaken or cease being honest. So how many people know that Israel created Hamas, this controlled opposition? Here's a 3-minute video that I'm as I'm going down through the narrative. And you can pause the podcast and watch this video, you know, from the website that I provide called Israel Created Hamas. And this is a video of Representative Ron Paul. He says this flat out, right out 12 years ago. It's being restated now by many people on the internet all over the world because it's the truth. Israel created Hamas to destabilize the Palestine Liberation Organization, the PLO. It's controlled opposition. So there it is, folks. The current Hamas attack is indeed Israel's 9/11, another inside job to compel condemnation of Israeli enemies and sympathy for apartheid racist policies. So, Israel, 9/11 was an inside job. And the Mossad was a key part of it. The Israelis were a key part of it. You remember the dancing Israelis who were caught and let go, and they went back to Israel and bragged about, you know, how they were videotaping the buildings as they collapsed on Israel TV, you know, how they were dancing and celebrating and videotaping it and reported on by neighbors. They were on the top of a building in New York City doing this. Neighbors reported them. They were captured and let go, and they went let to go back to Israel. I mean, it was most people, intelligent people worldwide, realized that 9/11 was an inside job. So I'm not going to belabor that point. If you don't understand how Building 7, Building Number 7, the third building that wasn't hit by the plane, how it collapsed into its own footprint later in the day, if that doesn't convince you that the whole narrative was a false flag, then you haven't been paying attention, or you're brain dead. I mean, or you know, then you're not half brained, or not, you're not fully present, or you know. But anyway, Palestinians speak the language of violence that Israel taught them. This is an article by Chris Hedges. Again, they speak the language of violence that Israel taught them. You know, the persecution in that concentration camp, you know, last for decades, you know, what they've gone through, that's all they've known. You've got whole generations that have known nothing but living in a concentration camp. You know, is it like two generations there? So, again, as Julian Assange said, the reality, quote, "The reality that is constructed around us is constructed by liars. If wars can be started by lies, peace can be started by truth." So the whole truth again. Truth, whole truth, nothing but the truth. And I'm going to give a little synopsis here. You know, over this last week, Israel has exploded in violence. You know, a false narrative permeates the lamestream news. And as with 9/11, we're getting the PSYOP version with massive mainstream media deception. Now, there's a video here. It's about 2 hours long, but it has, it's called "By Way of Deception, Thou Shalt Do War." You know, the Mossad motto. You know, the Mossad is like the CIA in Israel. The Mossad is like the most advanced, technologically advanced surveillance organization in Israel in general. It's got the most advanced surveillance and electronic monitoring situation pretty much in the world. They export their technology to China and all over the world. They have back doors in most of their technology so they can be in on the surveillance of the whole world. And this is technology centers in the United States and all over the world that have Israeli technicians and technologies regarding surveillance. But this whole process of the Israeli false flag and the genocide of Gaza, this is a sobering video. I mean, it's got a lot of shocking images that include the nicest area of Gaza that was bombed to rubble. I mean, bombed to rubble. It wasn't a necessarily nice area, what we would call a nice area, but it was the nicest area in Gaza, this concentration camp, and it was bombed to rubble. You know, I mean, this was before they bombed the hospital to rubble. You know, you probably heard about that. So we're talking about unabashed, in-our-face evil. And Netanyahu actually posted on his timeline video, Israeli war crime videos of them using bombs to demolish whole city blocks, building, you know, giant buildings, just pulverizing them. And he's posting them like he's bragging. It's in our face. You know, it's like it's unabashed evil in our face. And so you can watch this link that was on Benjamin Netanyahu's timeline of them destroying Gaza and just killing men, women, and children. And out of about 2.2 million people in Gaza, this concentration camp, more than half of them are children. So we're talking about like a child sacrifice on a massive scale, women and children on a massive scale. And this is going on, and the mainstream media is making it out like this is, you know, eye for an eye. We got to, you know, this is all some kind of rationalized and justified. It's some kind of sick justice when it's just like it's like genocide, because these people, you know, in Gaza, they didn't attack, they didn't cause the attack. They're victims. You know, they're not perpetrators. So, I mean, anyway, I don't know. You know, I have to cool my jets a little bit. Anyway, there's another article here. Confirmed, Netanyahu ordered the Israeli military to stand down for 7 hours during the Hamas invasion. The byline there is that it wouldn't be the first time that a nation's leaders sacrificed their own citizens to start a war. Same tactic as 9/11. Same covert perpetrators. If you get my drift. So, another article here. Israeli orders Palestinians to evacuate and then bombs them when they attempt to flee. I mean, this is so over the top evil. People worldwide are furious about this. And you know, they're furious this because this is genocide. This is like a satanic rite of sacrificing lives on a mass scale of evil and rationalizing and justify it like it was not just politically expedient, but some kind of a just agenda. And again, you've got Christians in the United States cheering on the Israelis as they do this because they believe religiously that this is God's state. The political state of Israel is God's state. I mean, we're talking about spiritual warfare, folks. at the highest level, you know, the spirit that matters is light and love, not, you know, death and hell. And so this is the serious thing. And then, of course, you've got the horrific bombing of the hospital in Gaza, sets entire Arab world against Israel. Well, it sets the entire enlightened world against Israel, the political state of Israel, to do genocide like this. The entire enlightened world. So this is an article by Mike Adams, horrifying bombing of hospital in Gaza. Gaza kills 500-plus Palestinians, mostly children. Now, if you listen to National Propaganda Radio, NPR, you know, they spun the whole thing because, again, the CIA works with the Mossad. And the CIA has been programming, you know, Operation Mockingbird, lamestream media. They've been scripting the news, you know, the politics. They've been scripting it for decades now, Operation Mockingbird. And they script this. And so National Propaganda Radio is all pro-Israel. They are, well, when I say infiltrated, they are scripted by, you know, the Israeli agenda. And so when this came out, first thing, you know, the pictures, like the picture in this graphic of the horrific bombing of the hospital in Gaza, it was a huge, it could have been a fuel air bomb. It was a massive, massive blast. And it was in the courtyard of this hospital where they had people from all over that area of Gaza that thought the hospital was a safe place, and they had moved into that courtyard and they got incinerated. And so this was so horrible. The first news that came out about it was like the true news. And then the Israeli media, which is the corporate media, which, you know, the lamestream media, they just went into full spin cycle on talking about how no, this was an errant rocket from Hamas. And I mean, and that was completely discredited. They actually showed videos that were probably CGI created of a missile spinning out and hitting into those little missiles that Hamas has, that the Palestinians shoot at Israel. These rockets, they're little rockets. This was a massive explosion, not a little rocket. And all the spin doctoring that goes on in the media, they just went into overdrive with so much lies and so thoroughly repeated over and over and over now on National Propaganda Radio to cover up this horrific bombing in Gaza, this hospital with more than 500 Palestinians, mostly children. So this is in our face evil, folks. And again, we're not getting the truth from corporate media, lamestream media, I call it, because, you know, they're owned and controlled by the Zionists. And like I say, if you read that article on political Zionism, you'll get a lot more information than I'm giving you here. So is Gaza, this PSYOP in Gaza, is it a pretext to start World War III? This is the critical issue that I've been referencing. The globalists need a world war to cover up the systemic corruption of power, elite, potentates who are ethical infants. So if you read the article again on political Zionism, you'll realize that Biden is a Zionist. Biden is a Zionist. He says so himself. He's proud of it. There's a video clip him saying it. You know, you don't have to be a Jewish to be a Zionist, he says. And realize that the Rothschild family funded Zionism. They created Israel. They own Israel. Trump has been bailed out by the Rothschilds twice. Well, there's a video about that, about Trump and his experience with the Rothschilds on that website on political Zionism. And the Rothschild banksters, they own BlackRock with Rockefeller and their oligarchy cronies. And again, the money changers, you know, the Zionist money changers own the Federal Reserve Bank, which again, is not federal and has no reserves. They just print money out of thin air, which is causing the inflation. So, folks, I mean, witness the global economic reset on war steroids. There's an economic reset going on. And if you want to understand the changing world order, there's a brilliant video that I published about a year ago. It's had 41 million views since then. It's called Changing World Order. Now, it takes about 45-minute video, but it's very thorough. It's a cartoon, like, you know, it has It's animated, but it's done very well. It's based on a book, Principles for Dealing with the Changing World Order, and it's brilliant. And it's a cyclic thing throughout history. We're in the same cycle that's repeated itself throughout history. The power in the West is moving east, to sum it up. And because Western civilization has become lockstep, left brain, linear, letter of the law. The letter of the law killeth the spirit of the law. The spirit of the law is win-win. The letter of the law is win-lose. You know, we win, you lose. You know, so the rules-based order, the international order, the rules-based that the West wants to have, you know, they want to set the rules. You know, he who has the gold makes the rules. Well, they've had the gold. They've had the gold, and then they got off the gold standard, and they went on paper money. The Federal Reserve is not just bankrupt. It's corrupt. The whole world is seeing that they're using it to finance wars in Ukraine and Israel. And basically the military industrial complex, the medical industrial complex, there are forces that are making a killing, indirectly causing war and disease, and then managing it for profit. It's evil, you know, I mean, but understanding this perspective, getting perspective, watch this video on Changing World Order, highly recommend it. So, again, kind of overview perspective, is the Gaza-Israel fighting that's going on, is it a false flag? Well, did they let it happen? Yes. Is their objective to wipe Gaza off the map? That's what they've stated. So, let's be under no illusions. This false flag operation is a complex military intelligence undertaking carefully planned over several years in liaison and coordination with Zionist assets in the CIA, the Pentagon, and NATO. So chew on that a while. This is some strong meat. The article goes into it in more detail. This is from Global Research, October 15th. Some brilliant insights on this false flag operation. How it's been coordinated for years. They set this thing up. And just like they set up the plandemic, they planned it for years. That's all come out. You should know that now, folks. So here we have Israel now also censoring the internet. I mean, here's a video. Brilliant. This is about, I think, 30 minutes long, how Israel censors the internet. Believe it or not, Israel censors the internet. I've experienced it recently. I've had to change my email platform that I've had for years. It's been working very well. And how it was hacked by, I really believe, is Israelis. I mean, when I say that, I've got the evidence now. And I've switched over to Substack. I'm publishing now. But here we have, in this video, an expose of Israeli detailed projects. Some of them are public, some of them are covert, to influence what people see on the internet and what they don't see. This is from the article, How Israel and Its Partisans Work to Censor the Internet. And the article, excuse me, the article has additional information and citations. And since the U.S. gives Israel over $10 million per day, much of which comes back to lobby the Congress by way of AIPAC, you know, the Israeli Political Action Committee, it is essential that Americans are thoroughly informed on this issue of how they censor your internet, how they control the internet, how Israeli firms are contracted by Google and Amazon and Facebook and these other social media companies that are contracted to handle misinformation and disinformation, which is to say anything that doesn't agree with the Israeli agenda. I mean, basically. So, I mean, watch it for yourself. It's shocking, folks, but this is what we're dealing with. This is like reality therapy. So this has been pretty intense, you know, to bring a little humor into this. Here, there's some George Carlin stuff, video on his, I call it a humor break because it is funny. He gets into soft language. George Carlin says Israeli murderers are called commandos and Arab commandos are called terrorists and contra killers are called freedom fighters. Well, if crime fighters fight crime and firefighters fight fire, what do freedom fighters fight? So humorous video, good insight. Several of the articles here explain how Israeli terror attack was a joint intelligence operation. There's a good article on that, and Foolish Hamas, how they fell into a Mossad trap and forfeited the moral high ground. There's an article by Peter Myers, is really brilliant. Some brilliant truth-telling by Tucker Carlson with Vivek Ramaswamy. And so I'm going to sum up this reality report, folks. You know, this is kind of a summation. I'm not going to have a chance to get to all the other stuff I wanted to. Bottom line is that people worldwide are waking up to the intrigue and treachery of Zionist infiltration and subversion of core social institutions. The deep state desperados wore out the COVID psyop and the Ukraine inanity, and now they're playing the victim-dictim card of those unfairly persecuted Jews in Israel, saying that the Hamas attack was unprovoked, quote, unprovoked like the Russian attack in Ukraine, which was definitely provoked. So fooled again. First we were fooled with vaccines, then we're fooled with Ukraine, now a holy war. Forget that the fake news and fake Jews, you know, the Ashkenazi converts in fake Israel, you know, the Rothschild Zionists, have been running the largest concentration camp on the planet for decades. Let that sink in, folks. The unabashed intent of political Zionism is a trigger event for World War III on purpose to prevent the Great Awakening from gaining traction as a great enlightenment that is the final judgment on the dark side deep state. So there's this incredible video now, about a 5-minute video from the Reese Report. Mankind has been herded into these wars like cattle to the slaughter repeatedly, over and over. Background stories, rather amazing. And I finish up this article with a link to a very positive, upbeat article on quantum vision, what the quantum Aquarian quantum age will look like, how to get there. And I finish on a positive note. And, you know, didn't get to everything I wanted to, but hopefully you've heard something today that sparks your conscience and awakens your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness that is accelerating through the 2020s. So keep the faith, see the good, and make it so. Dance like no one is watching. Love like you've never been hurt, and be the change you want to see. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.